Évaluation anglais CM2. Compréhension orale. Activité 1. Première écoute. Écoute la conversation en entier en essayant de comprendre le plus de choses possible.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's windy today, but the sun is still shining, and we are very happy to be with you here in Sydney. I welcome two new young players to our quiz! Hello, tell me about yourself.
Hello, I'm Jerry, I'm 12. I'm Irish, but I don't live in Ireland. I live in London. I am here on holiday with my parents and my little sister Shannon.
Thank you, Jerry. What about you, miss?
My name is Lisa. I'm 13 years old and I come from Wales.
Wales? So where do you live in Wales, Lisa?
I live in Cardiff.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one big brother. He's 15 years old and I also have a 2-year-old little sister.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. And now, let's start the quiz. So, Jerry, listen to my first question. Easy for you, boy. How many colours are there on the British flag? 3, 4, or 5?
3.
Great, Jerry. 1 point. Now, the second question is for Lisa. Lisa, what is the capital city of the United States of America? New York, Washington, or San Francisco?
I know, New York.
Oh, Lisa, no. New York is big, but it's not the capital city of the USA. Washington was the correct answer. What a shame. So, Jerry, 1 point. Lisa, 0. Jerry, it's your turn now. Listen to the description and find the correct animal. It's dangerous, it has a big mouth and many sharp teeth, and it can swim. Is it a gorilla, a snake, or a crocodile?
Well, if it has a big mouth, it's not a snake. The correct answer is the crocodile.
Oh, you seem so sure.
Yes, I am. I know gorillas can't swim.
Well done, Jerry. Lisa, it's time for your second question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
If you go to Paris, will you pay in dollars, pounds, or euros?
We visited Paris last summer with Mum and Dad.
Oh, really? So, you're lucky, aren't you?
Yeah, and I know we paid in euros.
Correct! Jerry has 2 points and Lisa 1. And now, the third question for Jerry. Could you tell us the name of this famous woman? She lived in London and was born in London.
L'activité 1 est maintenant terminée.